Alabama. You could be driving down Interstate 10 right now, anywhere between Houston and New Orleans, and no matter where you are along that road, you're going to smell red beans and rice and a duck gumbo cooking in one house after the other, after the other, after the other. I can smell it as if I was there right now.
Merry Christmas, y'all. We were talking earlier about pre-emergent. If you don't want to do it yourself, or you're not the do-it-yourself type, or you're leaving and you want to get this done. Mom?
Yeah. Scottsdale Weed Control and Fertilization is a great company to do that for you.
And it's one of the newer members to Rosie on the House Referral Network within the last 6 months, 8 months?
A little longer, actually.
A little longer?
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. So give them a call.
They'll come on out and spray it, and you won't have to pick a weed at all.
You can find them in the Santa bag at rosieonthehouse.com.
We'll go to John in Glendale, who wants to talk back on grass. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. And Merry Christmas to you, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
I bought my house about a year and a half ago, and the yard had not been maintained for some time. The it at one time had beautiful grass, but the weeds were a good 3-4 foot tall when I got there, and I got that all chopped down and watered, and never had much of a very nice summer grass. My winter grass now with the rye, I think I'm quite proud of. It's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm questioning what I need to do and what time of the year I need to do something about the summer grass. I'm thinking of overseeding my winter rye with a fescue, and I don't know if that's a good thing to do or not a good thing to do or what time to do it so that I have a nice summer grass.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm glad you asked the question, because one thing we neglected to talk about when we talked about grass is you do want to keep or continue to fertilize your winter grass every 30 days with a fertilizer that will work in the cold weather. We prefer a product called Turf Royale. It has ammonium nitrate mixed in with the fertilizer as part of the nitrogen base. So that is very it allows the plant, or it's a type of nitrogen, form of nitrogen that is more available when the weather is colder, and does a great job. And if you don't fertilize those winter lawns somewhat frequently, when we do get some cold weather or some freezes or frost, they can yellow out on you pretty bad, and then it can be slow to come back. So first thing to do to help both lawns, your summer lawn next summer and your winter lawn, is to keep nutrients up. So keep fertilizing it. Once a month is great if you can. Secondly, the summer lawn, fescue, unless you've got a real shady area or shady situation, he is in Phoenix, right?
You are in Glendale.
Glendale, yeah. So fescue is not a good warm season grass here. In fact, it's not a warm season grass. It's a cool season grass. We use it in shady areas sometimes as a kind of a trying to find a solution for grass that will grow in the shade. So don't use fescue unless you've got deep shade. If you want to overseed the Bermuda or the ryegrass this spring, Bermuda is what you would want to overseed with. And you would do it just kind of the same way that you did the fall seeding of the winter grass. You would mow the winter grass down short and sow the Bermuda grass or the summer grass right in the stubble or the thatch of the winter grass lawn, and keep it moist, and you'll have a nice Bermuda grass start come up.
Sure, there's a lot of different types of grass, it seems like, but only a few really, really seem to.
We don't have very many that work here in the summertime. In the wintertime, you could use fescue, you could use bluegrasses, you could use ryegrasses, all of those cool season grasses that people that are from the upper Midwest or the Northwest or even California use as their summer lawn could be used here in the wintertime. Bent grasses, the golf courses use all kinds of cool season type grasses. But when it comes to the heat in summer, Bermuda grasses, maybe a little St. Augustine here and there, unless you've got some shade, that's pretty much your options.
Outstanding. We have garden gift ideas. What are some of your top favorite items in the nursery?
Well, of course, everybody loves poinsettias. There's potted things that do real well. You know, Christmas cactus are so awesome. They live. We've got people that have handed down Christmas cactus for several generations. They have them that are, you know, approaching 100 years old, some of them. So that's a really great one, and that's kind of an Arizona-y, southwestern-y thing. So don't lose track of the Christmas cactus. There's all kinds of things that you can put in a pot. Cyclamen are really pretty this time of year. Pansies, a great color bowl with geraniums and some pansies in it for somebody this time of year is pretty awesome. Of course, potted amaryllis. I love amaryllis because they do so well in the garden here. They grow year-round. They'll bloom in the spring once they're planted in the garden. If you've got kind of a morning sun, afternoon shade deal and you want something that looks a little bit like an agapanthus or a lily type effect in your landscape, plant some amaryllis. Get some amaryllis bulbs in the ground. And, of course, you can always do, you know, a pair of gloves and some seeds, gift cards. You know, we push gift cards this time of year because it's really hard to buy plants for somebody, and it's a great way to go. So we have them on sale, pretty aggressively marked down from now till the end of the year. Dwarf citrus, I had a caller on dwarf citrus. Dwarf citrus is a great gift for somebody because you can put it in a pot. You don't have to have a place in the yard for it.
Y'all stay tuned. We're going to go 2 hours more of talking in the house. Thank you, John Jay, for the garden segment at Rosie on the House. You got a project you want to tackle or you need a gift idea for that handy person or homeowner in your shopping list? Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun the next 2 hours.
Jump on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.